Why celebrate a National Public Health Week?
Every time we take a sip of water or eat a morsel of food, we're affected by the work of the public health persons who serve us.
So what would you say the core functions are, really? Why are these things going on? Because many of them happen in the background, but what is public health?
There are three main functions to public health. It's actually, as the word says, the health of the public, or of populations rather than just individuals. We start with the assessment of a population's health. You can't figure out how to solve a problem if you don't know what the problems are. We start by assessing and trying to determine that. The second one is policy development. Then we're going to diagnose. We're going to come up with ideas for how to solve the problem. And the third is assurance. We want to assure high-quality public health services to all citizens.
And there are any number of other questions I could ask to follow up on that, but I'll ask Nancy Moss, what do you see from a nursing perspective and from the public health system perspective? What are some of those responsibilities to the public as far as being able to create the healthy environment necessary?
We want to keep groups of people healthy. So we assessment, we would look around at a community, and if we see that a lot of children are getting sick from infectious diseases, then we would go out and teach people how to avoid infectious diseases or immunize against them. Immunization is one of our most successful programs, in that we have kept contagious diseases at a minimum in our society and even obliterated some. We are engaged in making sure that it's safe to drive a car, that it's safe in your workplace, that you don't come to harm there. Of course, infectious disease control, the CDC is greatly involved in tracking and controlling infectious diseases such as influenza. We want to teach people how to live and eat healthy so that they can avoid strokes and heart attacks and diabetes. We make sure that the food supply is safe and healthy by inspecting food, by making sure that your restaurant is a clean, safe place to eat. We focus very, very closely on what we call technically infant mortality, which is an indication of how many babies are dying in their first year of life, is an indication of the health of an entire community. So we work very hard to make sure that those mothers and babies know how to be taken care of and that the babies don't die. And then that indicates that your public health service is engaged in taking care of you when your babies live.
Both of you educate nurses. How does that fit in with what your future nurses are going to be doing in their careers?
One of the requirements for a registered nurse is that she be an advocate for her patients. We always tell our nurses that wherever they're working, whether it's in a community setting or a hospital setting, it's their job not to just give out a pill or change a dressing, but to try to find out how they can help that person to be as healthy as possible.
What are some of the challenges that you see to improving public health over a long term, especially in our area?
Obesity, of course, is a major public health concern in this area. We believe that that results from eating the wrong kinds of food and not doing enough. We work to teach people what is good, healthy food that won't put on that extra weight and what kinds of activities that they need to do. We reach out into communities to teach this, although you cannot force somebody to give up their hamburgers and fries, a little bit goes a long way. And if they learn just a little bit, they can gradually make changes that increase the level of fitness in the community.
We have a very difficult time sometimes getting people to make changes like that. And as Mrs. Moss has stated, if they can make the small change, that can lead to the larger changes. Infant mortality is one of our great passions. Another challenge is the challenge of alcohol and tobacco use, as well as other substance use, particularly tobacco. A lot of people don't know, when you read the statistics related to the leading causes of death in our area, you'll see things like heart disease, cancer, diabetes, stroke. But everything on that list can be affected and your risk greatly increased by tobacco use. I even heard a speaker once say that these deaths, many of them, if you were really honest, it should say they died from tobacco. So that's a big challenge because it's very hard to quit and it's very hard to deal with.
Now, your students do a lot of work in the community as well. Tell us a little bit about that.
Our students go out into the community. We contract with businesses, agencies, and so forth in the community for a group of students to come and look over their organization and do a complete assessment and identify the health needs of the people who work or play or live in that area. Then the students analyze the data that they collect and they figure out what health needs are needing to be met and make care plans, as nurses do, to help with those situations. And then the students go out and do their care plans, intervene to increase the health of the population in that small community. We do go to schools, we go to churches, we go to businesses, agencies, and each is an individual little community with its own health problems that we can work with.
Well, we're glad to have your program working in that direction. Celebrating National Public Health Week this week, my guests, Sherilyn Wiggins, an assistant professor of nursing, and Ms. Nancy Moss, an assistant professor of nursing here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Ladies, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.